Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me. So in general, over the past sort of 5 years, has baseball in Australia sort of seen an increase nationally? I know I sort of rattled off some stats about it being a massive global player, but are we seeing some of the states sort of adopting more of an interest than others just in terms of Australia as a nation?
Yeah, look, it's a really great question. I guess have been in Baseball Australia for 3 years. I started out in the commercial department and now head up, as you said, the marketing, media and communications. And I think as a sport, we've definitely seen growth around Australia. We've definitely seen an increase in baseball participation numbers within sports. Within schools. However, I do think we can still do a lot more to increase, you know, baseball participation within community. And then obviously we've got the ABL and Team Australia. So I think that there is obviously a nice trajectory, but we can definitely do more. It's a fabulous sport with some great people involved. And I think that that's key at the moment. We've got some really great people involved with the state associations, and we've had a bit of a shift up with staff here at Baseball Australia, and I really think moving forward with the plans and the strategy that we have, that we'll continue to see that growth and that elevation, and also having games back is a nice little touch.
Oh, 100%. We've all been missing that sort of live getting your face actually in the blood, sweat and tears of sport. And so with the sort of recent introduction of both Korean and New Zealand-based teams in the ABL, as you said, what are these sorts of plans for really expanding baseball within Australia itself over the next few years? Does media have a massive role to play in that sort of exponential growth?
Definitely. I think, you know, we're so lucky to have the Auckland Tuatara and Geelong Korea based out of Geelong. So Geelong Korea will obviously touch into Korea and then Auckland Tuatara around New Zealand. And being engaged with those markets is really important for the growth of our sport. We want to reach as many households as possible, all the way up from grassroots into the professional league. And having those teams involved definitely helps us achieve that. I think media does play a big part. At the end of the day, I guess it's hand in glove in terms of us producing a great piece that not only showcases baseball, but it entertains and it provides a really strong drive for the media to cover. And then on the other hand, it's about engaging the media from around Australia and internationally and saying, hey, you know what, we're back, we're offering these great products, we want to create once-in-a-lifetime memories, we've got these great stories of our athletes that we haven't really ever told, and we want to champion that. So I think definitely, you know, it's definitely on us as a sport and also the media to work together to really drive and tell those stories that I know, not coming from a baseball background, I was just in awe of learning about them. Some of our Team Australia players, some of our ABL players. I think if we can really start by telling those stories and creating that emotional connection and then using the media to drive that, we'll definitely see more of an uptake, not only in Australia, but internationally as well.
It's really sort of interesting to see that type of approach where we're really sort of connecting with the players themselves rather than just the sport, and sort of adding that entertainment value is really quite a cool angle. And if I was to zoom in, I suppose, further and really look at those sort of grassroots, you know, we're looking at the lower age groups where that love of baseball sort of starts and that engagement, as you were saying, where that sort of really takes off. So I imagine, you know, with social media being the most sort of predominant form of entertainment for the lower age groups, has this sort of been a new sort of player in the mix that has grown an interest in baseball, that sort of access that the younger kids have to social media?
Yeah, I think social media definitely plays like a really important role in the growth of the sport. It is one of the many factors that do create a really important, I guess, gateway into starting from the grassroots and working as for players working their way up in terms of engagement, in terms of having that space where you can be proud of your achievements. An example is, you know, we recently signed up to a TikTok account, and at one of our tournaments, we're doing post-game interviews on TikTok and on Instagram. And that, I feel like, is really important, not only for the players, but the parents, the community, and then also non-baseball fans. If we can look, we want to nurture our baseball fans, but we want to appeal to non-baseball fans. And a good way to do that is via social media. And like we spoke about before, it's all about creating those emotional connections. You know, I think it's 7 touch points based on media where you can reach people and create that impact. And they might not know anything about baseball, but they might hear, you know, a story about an umpire that might bring them closer to the sport, or a story about a women's player that they didn't even know before. So I think having social media specific, especially for us as well, as we grow as a sport, we don't really tap into a lot of traditional media. We really go down the route of paid and organic social media, which is really important for us.